because I believe a personal, I feel the urgency.
因为我个人感觉到有这样的紧迫感。
The urgency that our church and overall the church worldwide basically is not ready.
因为我觉得我们教会或者全世界的教会，我们都没有准备好。
When we are not ready,
当我们没有准备好的时候
，if the Lord comes,
如果神主回来了。
Or any of us die before he comes.
或者在他之前，我们已经去见他了。
The same result is going to be the same.
那结果是一样的。
We're not ready.
我们都没有预备好。
Either he's coming, we're not ready.
或者他来，我们没有准备好。
Or we met untimely death, we're not ready.
我们去没有准备好。
It's all in a good situation.
我们都对我们来说都不是很好。
So therefore, I have the urgency. I like to urge everyone.
我觉得很紧迫。
Prepared.
催促大家要准备好。
When we after we are prepared,
我准备好的话
，I personally believe we'll live a good, abundant, fruitful life.
我们会过一个很好、很丰盛的生命。
It's not we're going to live a meaningless waiting for His coming. That's just like a goof around and just wait. What it's going to be? And anyway, it's not like that kind of mentality.
不是说他来之前，我们的生活都变得没意义，只是在等待，不是这样的。
We will be very constructive, positively lead a good, meaningful life.
如果我们等待他，准备好，我们的生命会很有意义。
Everything will be according to the Bible.
这些都是根据圣经的。
So this is not by any means a negative message whatsoever.
这并不是一个负面的信息。
But rather it's very constructive, positive, a message.
是很有建设性的。
And I believe if we are all ready to meet the Lord tomorrow,
如果我们明天都准备好明天来见他
I guarantee you, you will lead a very good life.
我保证你的今天的生活会很好
Absolutely will be better than if you are not ready.
绝对是比没有准备好要好的
So I'd rather preach, even I die 100 years, Lord is not coming, it's okay.
即使一百年后神都没有来 这也没有关系
Your life and my life will be very meaningful
因为我们的生命将会变得更有意义
So this is the theme we will circular
就是我们要
dwell on these days
要讲的这个主题
Alright, let's have a word of prayer
让我们一起祷告
Father God, help us
天父上帝帮助我们
We are really a spoiled bunch
对我们都是被宠坏了
We emerge in your love.
我们沉浸在你的爱中。
And we thinking there is nothing but the love.
以为只你的只有爱。
But Father, yet this is not the message from the Bible.
但是这不是圣经的全部。
It's not something your God's love is wrong.
并不是说神不是爱。
It's that God's love is not complete.
而是说神是爱。这个描述并不完全。
God is love, and
神是爱，而且
and God is just
神也是公义。
And Father, help us to comprehend both.
主啊，让我们理解这两个。
Not just dwell on single part of the full message.
不是只是看到一方面而已。
Forgive our weakness.
赦免我们。
And Father, we pray for everyone.
主啊，为每一位祷告。
When we hear the Bible.
当我们听到圣经
When we study the Bible,
我们学习圣经
Let's learn the whole thing,
让我们学习整本全部的圣经
The complete one,
这个完全的信息
Not the partial one,
不是一个部分的
Not the part we enjoy, we like, and we think it's beneficial to us
不要只是以为我们想学的那一部分
Father, help us receive the full salvation
主啊，我们学到完整的、完备的救恩
A complete message from the Bible
这圣经所有的教导
And I pray for everyone,
我为每一位祷告
Especially the leaders, the teachers, like me
做教导的做 领袖的
Father help us to share the full gospel
让我们的福音得以完全
And Father I pray for everyone and myself
我为每一位祷告也为我自己祷告
In Jesus name
为耶稣的名祷告
Amen
Amen
So this is the number four and I into this message
这是第四场了。
I'm going to focus on one thing today.
所以今天我就关注一件事。
We talk about the ultimate love for yourself or for myself.
我们想说到对自己终极的爱。
What has love to do with the end time?
那跟漠视和爱之间有什么关系？
What do you think? Why I talk about love? Well, in time, like, when in time comes, in anyway, what's love is about, all about?
所以这个对于漠视来说，爱到底是什么？
Let me back up one step.
让我退后一步说。
We all love ourselves.
我们都爱自己。
We enjoy our food.
我们喜欢我们的食物。
We enjoy our house.
我们的房子。
Our car.
车子。
Our family.
我们的家庭。
And everything we enjoy in this world.
我们所喜爱的一切。
We love ourselves.
我们都爱自己。
We indulge ourselves.
我们沉溺。
Nothing is wrong.
这个没有，并没有
right.
完全错。
And we think we love ourselves.
而且我们以为我们很爱自己了。
But in my mind,
但我觉得
we are oftentimes we are not really love ourselves.
通常我们并不是真正的在爱自己。
But on the contrary, we are ruining ourselves.
那其实我们是在毁灭自己。
We think we love ourselves, but yet we are damaging everything we have come in the future.
我们以为在爱自己，其实我们在对在来的那个时代，我们要回到自己。
Ultimate love for you, for me.
这对我们自己并不是一个终极的。
We don't love myself, ourselves. That's my understanding.
那其实我觉得我们其实并没有在爱自己。
My interpretation, true love is this.
我觉得真正的爱。
When you love yourself,
当你爱自己
，you think complete, full of your benefit.
你要想到你自己所有的这些好处
，not just temporary little bit，
不是那些暂时的那小小的好处
，what you can see，
不仅仅是那些你能看到的好处
，because you are not responsible for a lot of things in our life，
因为我们很多事情不是我们能控制的。
The true love is the ultimate you think for yourself，
这个是真正的爱，是我们最终的。
Ultimately, you plan for your future, your best.
说我们怎么预备自己最终的那个去处。
Ultimate love is the love you plan for your best interest forever and ever.
这个最终的爱是我们为自己所预备的，在永恒。
So I'm talking about love a little bit.
这个我再讲一点关于爱。
Right, and then I'm going to relate to something else, which I'm going to go into in a few minutes. All right, let's get to the passage first.
我们先来读这些经文。
All right. This is from First Thessalonians.
这个是从帖撒罗尼迦前书。
We have studied Thessalonians 1, chapter 1.
我们已经学过这本书第一章。
Now we're going to read into chapter 2.
那这是这本书第二章。
From chapter 2, I'll dig out some message for us.
从第二章我们有一些新的教导。
I'd like to ask Mingjie to read these few verses.
1
to 8.
让我们念。
All right, so everybody read together. One, two, three.
好，弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里，并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比受辱，这是你们知道的。然而，还是靠我们的神，放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那些查验我们心的神的喜欢，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
All right, these eight verses, I'm going to focus on one, just a few lines.
我那个强调这个几节。
All right, the lines I'm going to bring up is this.
那是这两节。
This shows Paul, the author, his attitude.
这个讲到这个保罗这个作者他的心态。
His mindset, his philosophy, doing all behind all this.
就是他做这一些背后的那个原因。
Another word we like to study about the intent of the author.
那这个作者的用心是怎么样？
What's the background? What's the motivation of his writing?
所以他写作的他的目的是什么？
Why he's doing what he did?
他为什么做这些？
So this we need to understand.
这要我们要理解的。
As Paul has demonstrated in this paragraph.
当保罗所在这边展现的。
I believe we can learn from him.
Okay, 我们从他来学习。
So that we can all benefit it.
然后每一个人都会获益。
All right, and this I like to ask everybody to read with me.
让我们再一起念。
I also highlighted the red ones. Okay.
那是在这红色的部分。
All right, 1, 2, 3.Not to please people, but God, who examines our hearts, nor to seek glory from people. The word I'm going to share with you is an English word. I'd like to share with you the meaning and the manifestation of it. You know, there's a lot of English vocabularies are very difficult to translate.
有很多英文的字不容易翻译。
Because the culture difference,
因为文化不同。
Because of the word, the background, the history of it,
因为它的历史，它的背景。
It's very difficult to translate.
有时候很难翻译。
One example is the English word appreciate.
一个例子就是那个感激这个字。
Yeah, we call 感激 but it's not complete, is it? If you know the English.
感激这个意思并没有很全面。
It shows not just a grateful, it shows appreciation.
不仅仅是感谢那个意思。
It shows your mentality, you are such a humble person, you show your gratefulness to others.
也讲到你自己是很谦卑的。
So same as appreciate, difficult to interpret it.
就像这感激这个字，它很难翻译一样。
I propose another word for you.
我提另外一个翻译。
This English word is the focus of the day.
那另外一个字，今天要讲的另外一个字。
Am I going to give you this word?
那这个字。
I want to share with you.
我愿意跟大家分享。
If you forget everything I have spoken today.
如果你今天忘了所有我讲的。
But please remember this word.
就记得这个字就好
了。If you remember this word.
如果你记得。
That grabs the meaning of it.
能抓到它的意思。
And use in your life.
然后能使用。
It's worth it today. All right?
今天就很值得了。
Are you ready?
有没有准备好？
All right. This English word.
这个字呢？
Accountability.
就是 accountability.
All right.
问责。
If you have not...I'll read the Chinese. Do you know how to translate?
你知道这个字该怎么翻译？
How do you translate? 李晨, you are good at English. So how do you translate?
李晨翻译一下。
Don't give me excuse. All right. Accountable. All right. Accountability. How do you translate that in Chinese?
怎么翻译这个字？
You know, this word says something to me.
这个字对我来说有些意思。
In my mind,Not until recent years, I slowly comprehend the word, the meaning of it. You know, in Chinese mind, I must admit, it's very vague.
那对于中文来说，这个字很模糊。
I won't say it's not present, but it's very blurry.
就是很不清楚。
Accountability, how to translate that?
这个到底该怎么翻呢？
If you look at the Bible,
你看圣经的话，
it's very interesting. They translate differently.
他圣经上的翻译都不一样的。
I'll share with you how to translate in Chinese. But accountability in Chinese, somehow, if I do a little bit exaggeration, seems not existing.
甚至我都觉得这个字的翻译在中文中好像都没有对应的。
If I examine deeper in our culture,
在我们文化中我们自己审查的话，
accountability seems like who are you connected with?
就你跟你有关系的一个人。
Who's your boss?
那谁是你的老板？
Who you try to please?
你要让哪一个人高兴？
From whom you try to gain all the favors?
你想获得谁的欢心？
It's more like an emperor attitude.
这更像一个那个我们的那个皇帝的那个。
If I can please my emperor,
如果可以让我们的皇帝高兴的
话， I'm okay.
那我就好了。
Forget about law.
我就不需要再担心这个什么法律。
My boss is my law.
那我的老板就是我的法律了。
My boss is my lord, L-O-R-D.
那我的老板就好像成为一个主。
I'm only accountable to fluid person, people.
那我的这个就好像是取决于这一个人。
No set of law I should follow be accounted for.
没有一个固定的一个法律。
All I have to do is chase or follow the right person.
我们所有要做的，我们要做的好像只是跟随某一个人。
I'll be okay.
然后我们就好像就没有没没事。
This is very popular in Chinese culture.
就在我们的文化里面，华人文化里面是很很有很流行的。
So therefore, if I remember in very very clear when I was in Taiwan.
我记得我以前在台湾的时候。
Oh, there are a lot of military officers.
有很多这个军事。
All they care is who they follow.
那这些军队里面，他们所关心的是，那
if they follow the right senior officer,
他们跟的那个人对不对？
And they will follow the officer, go wherever they are, and they will be prosperous.
他们只要跟对人，那他们以后的生活就可以过得很好。
All they care is the boss they are serving.
关心的就是他老板是谁。
Accountability follows men, which are very fluid, are uncertain.So there's no sense of accountability of the law inside of people's heart.
那在人的心中并没有很多的对于法律的这样一个心态，而更多是对人的。
I myself included, I'm not saying anybody else.
那其实我自己也都是这个样子。
The sense of accountability is rather weak in Chinese mind. I have to say that.
我们心里面这个问责这个字的那个。
I do not even how to translate that.
我都不知道该怎么去翻译。
This translated by Google. I'm sorry to say.
那这个翻译是从
This best I got. The best I got.
谷歌来的，这个我能做
的。The other translation is like a 追究责任。It's not the same. It's like 责备、问责任、负责。It's not totally comprehend.
那其他的更就也不能完全的翻译的很好。
I'm still learning.
我也在学习。
But accountability is a very serious.Concept in the Bible.
那在圣经中，这个是个很重要的概念。
Because we are lack of the sensibility, I mean the sensitivity, a certainty of the accountability, we are astray. We gone astray so often.
如果我们没有这个敏感度的话，我们很容易就走偏了。
There is two verses in the Psalm.
在诗篇中有两节的经文。
It talk about wicked people.
讲到那个恶人。
And I said these two verses say so clearly about the mentality of all wicked people.
那这讲到关于恶人他们的那个心里
的想法。Let's read it, okay?
让我们一起念。
The wicked man is so arrogant. He always thinks
耶和华必
须追究。God will hold me accountable. He doesn't care. All right, let's just stop here. All right, this is the first one. All right, this is a verse.
这是第一节。
That's four. This God won't hold me accountable.
那神必不追究。
He doesn't care.
神不管。
If he doesn't care,
如果神不管的话
why would I care?
那我也不管。
I do whatever I like.
我做什么都可以。
I give no accounts to nobody.
我不对任何人负责。
Long as I'm not being caught, I'm okay.
只要不被抓住就可以了。
我爸爸是李刚 right? That's it. I'm whole, I'm not holding accountable to anybody.
我不对任何人负责。
God doesn't care.
那神都不管的
话 Why do I care?
那我还管
什么 I look at the second one. All right, the first
那第二节
13. Why does the wicked man reject God?
恶人为何轻慢神
He says to himself,
心里说你必不
You will not hold me accountable. There's no God.
他认为没有神
You know, this is in mainland China without God. Yeah, people so rampantly, who cares?
如果没有神的话中国没有神的话
Where's God? Whatever can get by, I get by.
那我们想做什么就可以做什么。
So men become so wicked, or not just in China, everywhere in the world.
不仅是在中国，任何地方人都会这样。
When people get wicked,
当人变恶的话
，because he think it is no God,
是因为他觉得没有神。
You don't have to hold accountable.
你觉得没有人可以，你可以那个问责的。
Dear friends, dear brothers, sisters,
我们亲爱的兄弟姐妹
，this is not the case.
这个实际情况 并非如此。
Everyone is held accountable.
每一个人在神的面前都是有他的责任的。
My opinion is you're not just accountable to God.
我们在并不只是对神要负责。
The ultimate accountability is that you accountable to yourself.
我们最终的要对自己要负责。
To yourself.
我们是对自己负责的。
A lot of people don't care.
很多人不关心。
Because I don't care for myself. I don't hold accountable to myself.
我对自己不负责也不关心。
I myself like another person look at Frank or look at Mingjia. What cares? Who cares?
你觉得没有人关心。
But the Bible teaches us a very, very clear a concept. We are hold, we're held, passive, participle. It's a passive tense, a mood tense.
所以圣经上的教导很清楚。
We are held accountable.
我们是有这个责任的，我们是被神追究的。
In Romans 3:19.
在这个罗马书三章十九节
Let's read, okay?
让我们也一起念一下
Now we all that,
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的好塞住个人的口叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下
You know, one day everyone will be silenced.
我们知道有一天每一个人都没有话讲的
We Chinese good at finding excuses. I found myself.
我觉得像我的这样的中国人很容易找借口
这个指着驴骂和尚啊 All right, I am too. I admit it. We good at find excuses.
我们很喜欢找借口
Especially men, we find excuses. Top talented.
我们第一最厉害的就是找借口
We push responsibility away.
我们
right and left, up and down.
责任都推给别人
One day, every mouth will be silenced.
有一天我们都没有话讲
Because we're going to accountable.
因为我们在神的面前要交代我们的责任
God give us the free will
因为神给了我们自由意志
The most precious gift is the free will
最宝贵的
You choose your life and I choose my destiny
所以神给我们最宝贵的这个礼物就是我们的自由意志
No other people you can blame
没有人你可以责备
When we stand before the throne of God
当我们站在神的宝座前的时候
I want to encourage you You and I Take seriously The accountability this word
我觉得我们要把这个字我们要很严肃地对待它
God will hold us accountable For everything we have done on earth
神会追究我们在世上所做的一切的事情
He gave you life
他给了我们生命
How did you spend it?
你是怎么过了度过
你的生命 How do you
spend your time? 你的时间是怎么用的
You play the game?
你是就打游戏
You watch the soap opera?
是看电视
And you waste on the gaming?
所以说打了很多电动
You goof around?
是在无所事事
Your time
你的时间
He will ask you What do you do with your time?
那神会问我们怎么用了我们的时间。
How do you do with your resources?
那给了我们的资源我们怎么用的。
What kind of a talent he gave you and how much you use your talent?
你的才能你是怎么用的。
Did you bless other people with it?
你有没有用你的才能祝福别人。
Or you just simply waste it?
还是只是把你的才能浪费掉。
We are hold accountable, do you know that?
神会追究这一切的。
In every deed, in everything we did in our life,
我们每一做的一件事情
He will hold us accountable
他都会追究我们的责任
I want to tell you very seriously
我很严肃地跟大家说
No one
没有一个人
will escape from it
没有一个人能逃过
Everyone will be silenced before God
每一个人在神的面前都会住
No excuses
没有我们再找不到借口了
You and I give an account what we did with our life
我们在神的面前都交上我们的这个账。
Do we have that sense of urgency?
我们有没有这样的紧迫感呢
？Often than not, we don't.
那通常我们都没有。
Where?
神在哪呢
？I don't see it.
我看不见。
Right?
是
不是 That's our mentality. We don't see it. Why do I care?
我看不见。
Where's God?
那神到底在
哪 ？Where's a seat of throne, seat of judgment?、
那神的那个审判台在哪呢？
And we pray that God will forgive us.
我们祷告神要赦免我们。
If there is a holy God,
如果真的是有一个圣洁的神
，total just God,
完全正公义
，everything will be judged.
每一样事情都会被审判。
Your life, every bit of life, my life, will be judged.
我们每一个人的生命都会被审判。
If there's no judgment,
如果没有审判
，God is not God.
那神就不是神了。
All right.I could proclaim this boldly.
我可以大胆地宣告。
If God does not judge us,
如果神不审判我们的话
，If God doesn't hold accountable,
如果神不追究我们的话
，He's not God.
那他就不是神了。
Do you know how serious is that?
你知道这个有多是多么严重的事情？因为这样他就不公义了。
He does not meet the definition of God.
他不公义，他就不能是神了。
Because God is just.
神是公义的。
In the beginning.
他起初神就是公义的。
I don't want to go other verses. Time is up. But I would tell you, I want to take you, I want to encourage you in, strongly, seriously, take this word into our hearts.
我很强烈的，很严肃的，请大家把这个字要放到心里。
Everyone is held accountable to what he did.
每一个人都对自己所做的事情要负上责任。
I'm going to three passage verses to you.
我给你第三节的第三个经文。
And I'm going to use these three passages.
三节经文。
Let you think about.
让我们自己来想一想。
Let Holy Spirit dwell inside of every one of us.
让圣灵在我们里面来提醒我。
What God will hold us accountable?
那为什么？
The first one is talk about sin.
第一个是讲到这个我们的罪。
And the second one is talk about your fruits.
第二个是讲到我们的这个果子。
The third one.What God will judge.
第三个是讲到神要审判。
And I pray you these three passages.
我希望用这三节的经文。
You and I will live in the spirit of awe.
我们可以有一个敬畏的心。
You know, we evangelical believers, we are totally spoiled.
我们的所谓福音派的，我们很。
We enjoy so much God's love.
我们享受了如此多神的爱。
We simply throw God's just out of the window.
我们就把这个神的公义不知道扔到哪去。
But God is just to begin with.
神是公义的。
And on top of that, He gave us His love.
然后在公义之上才是神的爱。
Therefore, I give you a conclusion.
最后，我愿意给大家一个总结的话。
You think you love yourself?
你是不是爱自己呢？
I enjoy my life.
要享受我们的生活。
Well, I have plenty money to spend.
我有很多钱。
I eat whatever I want to eat.
我想吃什么都可以。
I don't have to work. My mom and dad provide me everything.
甚至连工作都不需要。
Oh, I have good life. I love myself.
我很爱我，这个生活非常好。
Isn't that life should be?
那这不就是应该生活就是这样吗？
My mom and dad pay the price. I enjoy it.
父母。
It's their fault, not my fault.
这个也不是我的问题。
I'm born with it. There's nothing wrong with me.
我生下来就是这样。
I don't have to give account to anybody.
我不需要跟谁交代什么。
You think you love yourself?
你觉得你爱自己吗？
Not really.
其实你不见得爱自己。
I believe if you love yourself.
我觉得如果你爱自己的话。
First.
第一点。
How?
那你怎样爱自己？
Love your body.
爱身体。
The body is my temple.
身体是我们的殿。
I save, keep it.And I make it strong.
我们要安全地保护好它。
Because this is the foundation of me.
因为它是我们的基础。
And like I shared with you last before, be content.
我们要常常知足。
Long as we sustain our body, that's good enough.
如果只要我们能够养活我们自己就可以了。
Be content.
我们要能知足。
Long as the food and the clothes.
我们有衣有食。
You sustained.
你就够用了。
Our body is important.
我们身体是重要。
But it's only temporal.
但是身体只是暂时的。
Many years, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, that's it.
几十年就而已。
Love yourself is the beginning.
我们爱自己只是一个开始。
And love your soul.
我们要爱我们的灵魂。
When you love your soul, you manifested yourself in the world.
我们在世界上可以展现我们自己。
Through your mind, through your emotions, through your passion, through your love.
我们的
You share God with other people.
我们和其他人一起分享这个神。
You make your contributions.
我们可以做出我们的贡献。
You share, you manage your resources wisely.
我们可以聪明的。
You become the ambassador of other people.
我们可以成为这个世界的神的一个使者。
Bless others.
我们可以祝福别人。
Bless many others.
祝福很多的人。
Then you love your spirit.
最后我们要爱我们的灵。
The spirit stays forever.
那灵是永恒的。
Stay holy.
我们要保持我们的圣洁。
Be separate from the world.
我们要和世界分别出来。
From all the sins, from the corruptions.
我们要离开一切的罪。
Stay in wisdom.
我们要有智慧。
And store your treasure in heaven.
最后我们要存我们的财宝在天上。
We talk about eternity.
因为我们这边所说的是永恒。
We talk about not 60, 70, 80 years.
并不是说几十年的时间。
We talk about forever and ever.
我们说到永恒。
And this, you love yourself.
这才是真正的爱自己。
Don't just eat and drink, be married.
不仅仅是吃喝嫁娶。
Let's do something more than that.
让我们做更多。
Love yourself truly.
让我们真正的、真实的爱自己。
The、ultimate love.
这个是我们最终的一种爱。
It's a truly love yourself.
这才是真正爱自己的表现。
You know who you are accountable.
我们知道我们对谁要负责。
Only accountable to God.
我们只对神负责。
Paul say, I'm not pleasing other people.
那保罗说我不想取悦任何人。
I only please God.
我只是想让神欢喜。
He's my boss.
神才是我的老大。
I'm only accountable to him.
我只对我的这个神负责。
You and I need to have that kind of mentality.
我们要有这样的思想。
Paul loved himself.
保罗真的是爱他自己。
Is Paul selfish?
那保罗是很自私呢？
Are you supposed to be selfish?
你是不是应该也自私呢？
You bet you are.
你真的该自私。
But you selfish in the wrong way, normally.
但是我们通常我们爱自私错了方向。
But if you love yourself in a truly biblical manner,
因为我们要是真的以圣经的方式爱自己的话，
you think long term,
我们想的应该是一个长远的。
You think deep,
要一个深入的一个打算。
You go with what the Bible tells you.
我们要做圣经要我们所做的。
Ultimate love for yourself,
我们最终对自己的爱，
is you think.Whole picture.
应该我们要有一个完整的一个图画。
If somebody can truly love himself,
如果一个人真正爱自己的话，
if all of us truly love ourselves,
如果每一个人真正爱自己，
everything will be okay.
那所有的事情，
three wins.
这样我们就会有三赢，三方。
God wins.
那神赢了。
Everybody else wins.
我们每一个人都可以赢。
You and I also.
我们也赢了，第一个赢是什么？
上帝赢的。
上帝啊，就是上帝和我们。
上帝和我们，还别的人呢？
啊，别的人。
你在听到，你不是在翻译了。Truly, I encourage you. Let's do three wins, okay?
做我们
win, win, win.
我希望大家，我们是有三方都可以赢的。
And I pray that urge everyone.
我真催促大家。
Yes, you can eat good food.
你可以吃好吃的。
You can enjoy a good life.
过好的生活。
But that's only very shallow, okay?
这个太少了，对我们来说。
Love yourself indeed.
我们要更深入的爱自己。
Truly love yourself.
真正的爱自己。
And you'll find out everyone wins.
然后你会发现每一个人都是赢家。
That's the wisdom of God.
这个才是神的智慧。
I'm so admire of him. That is such a God.
我非常的崇拜这样一个神。
Wordless.
我无言以对。
Let's thank God.
谢谢神。
Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
And Father, help us love ourselves.
主要帮助我们学会爱自己。
Be selfish in a biblical sense.
以圣经的方式来自私。
Love our body, our soul, our mind, and spirit.
让爱我们的身体，爱我们的灵魂，爱我们的灵。
Father, I pray for everyone.
主啊，为每一位祷告。
In this wicked world,
在这个罪恶的时代。
Know the truth from the Bible.
了解圣经的真理。
Love ourselves.
学会爱自己。
When we love ourselves,
当我们学会了。
We are prepared to meet your face.
我们就预备好可以见你的面。
Because we have the right.Mentality and mindset.
因为我们的思想就正确了。
And Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
You love us.
这么爱我们。
And you help us, every one of us, love ourselves.
帮助我们学会爱自己。
Truly, indeed, love.
是真正的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.